It's Sunday, March 29th. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's Sunday, March 29th, and it's 12:15 in the afternoon. I don't know what day this is of self-isolation, but everyone's in the yard right now, the backyard. The chickens are back here, the little chicks, and all the girls are searching for worms in the garden. Here's the chicks.
The rain has just stopped, quickly replaced by sun. It's windy. Some are taking this worm hunt more seriously than others. Helen wanders aimlessly around the yard, singing songs from the sound of music. 1-year-old Lucia is tripping over garden netting. Lily is on her hands and knees pulling carrots and worms from the dark dirt. Vera is right next to her, holding a glass jar.
What is that, Vera?
Worm bucket.
What are you doing?
Collecting worms for the chickens.
Have you found any worms, Helen?
I found some. And Mama's helped a lot by finding some too. Watch out. Shoot that bug.
Uh-oh, baby. And Helen's job is to keep the baby from walking on where all the seeds are.
Which is what just happened?
Yeah.
These are all carrots from last...
Yeah.
Overwintered? What do you want to say, Lucia? Lucia's all bagged up in this. Oh, careful. Rain gear.
It's not even raining. It's so sunny.
I know, it's all sunny now.
I see one. Right there.
Oh, yeah. It's a big one. Or a fat one, at least.
How many worms do you have in there, Vera?
I don't know.
Can you
count? Jillion.
Let's count.
How can you count?
Oh, well, we just found another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe 10, 12.
I think there's more than that. Lucia buried some in dirt.
What did Pecky get last?
A grub. Bucket. We found a grub for Pecky. And Pecky got a grub. No, I think there's more than that, Papa.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go show Papa?
Show Papa what?
The
See,
excitement?
That's the bindweed.
Okay.
The devil's weed.
What's the excitement?
When you actually give it to the chicks?
Okay.
You can explain to him what's happening?
Another worm.
If you find
I'm almost done with the chicken coop, and not a moment too soon. The chicks are starting to outgrow the bathtub where they spend their nights.
And if you find one, I'll just come.
You think you're going to find another one?
Yeah, I just know it. I want to dig a little bit. So good.
You know, they seem to like to be around the old carrots. Yeah, there's a wiggler.
I knew we'd find another one.
All right, you going to show me now, though?
Mm-hmm.
Vera runs over to the chicks, and I follow.
Over here.
Yeah, explain what you're doing, though.
Okay, first...
We have this big playpen that's kind of upside down. It keeps all the chicks inside. It's like... What is it? 6 feet in diameter?
So first I dump it like this.
You just dump the whole thing?
No. I do this. I tip it over in there.
She slides the jar under the netting.
Kind of dump it out. Take it back in. There's a big pile of worms for them. Check to see if there's any other worms in here. Nope. That's all the worms.
And what are the chicks doing?
They're eating the worms.
Oh, boy.
Pecky's looking for different stuff if I got some any interesting stuff for her. Like last time, there was a grub. So, she got the grub. Becky's the oldest. And Lola's the youngest.
And then I don't feel so bad. Girls in white dresses.
Lily pulls up a giant carrot. Vera goes to look for more worms. Helen seems to want to keep singing.
You want to sing that song? For me?
She nods her head.
Girls in white dresses and blue satin sashes. Snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes. Silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things. And then I don't